Washington's Republican caucuses over the weekend gave Mitt Romney a boost going into Super Tuesday. The straw poll is non-binding, but it still attracted robust turnout from Republicans. Correspondent Austin Jenkins has this wrap-up from both sides of the Cascades.
At the Olympia Red Lion Inn, the line snaked through the lobby and down two flights of stairs to the registration tables.
It's very crowded in there, so just be patient. You'll do your register.
This was one of two pooled locations for Thurston County caucus goers. Local party chairman John O'Callaghan says turnout was three times what he expected.
This is just great. I wish we had this problem all the time.
Inside the hotel ballroom, an estimated 700 people, standing room only. Precinct committee officers held numbered signs high above their heads so voters would know where to find their precinct.
428. We're trying to find 428.
Over on the east side of the state, in the Tri-Cities, things were about to get tense. People at the back of a caucus check-in line were warned the doors were about to close.
Everyone standing in line back here will not get in.
Organizers feared if they didn't stick to the schedule, their results might not count, but soon they had a near riot on their hands.
Unjust caucus! Unjust caucus!
Our right to vote is taken away. We were here early enough.
Despite this flashpoint, caucus goers were generally upbeat. They sported hats, t-shirts, and stickers for their candidates of choice. There were conservatives for Newt Gingrich, evangelicals for Rick Santorum, even former Obama supporters for Ron Paul, and Mormons like Karen Mullins of Richland for Mitt Romney.
It's like having my big brother, you know, running. I feel that kind of a bond with him, yes.
Even if Republicans have not yet coalesced behind a single candidate, they do seem united behind a slogan you heard a lot at the caucuses, "Anybody but Obama in 2012. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.